Eine bleibt König, wenn alles erliegt. Eine will leben, wenn alles erstirbt. Jesus, der Starke, der alles besiegt.
Jesus, the strong
one,
forever.
Amen. Sie bleibt uns auf ewig geschenkt. Spottet ihr Feinde, wir bleiben doch stehen. Ob man uns hasset, verfolget und kränket, mögen auch manche von Jesus noch gehen. Bleiben wir gläubig, am Haupte nur haunen, werden wir dennoch das Kleinod erlangen. Jesus hat alles in mächtigen Händen, herrscht auf unser der feindlichen Schar.
Today, today, and forever. Yes, throughout all eternity, He is mighty in the battle. Crown him.
Thank you.
One day we will sing the song of the bride in heavenly places. All the tears will be wiped away. Crown him, crown him. Crown him to be the ruler of all the world. Dear brothers and sisters, I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This record is not from Zurich, but from my home. Sadly, it is not yet possible to welcome you from Zurich. Yet we rejoice, we are glad for this day where we'll again be able to greet one another in Zurich. I would like to start from reading from the Word of God, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 to 21. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 to 21. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. To verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. We have it. Dear brothers, dear sisters, what do we have? The Holy Scripture. I thank the Lord that he has left unto us this wonderful message, revealing it to us. How does it say in John chapter 5, verse 24? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has eternal life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. The message of Brother Branham brought us closer to the revealed word. To the Lord be the praise and thanks for it. Let us leave everything else by the side. In verse 21, a promise from heaven is yes and amen. In Revelation 22, verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Let us leave everything as it is written, because God's word is power to us, is food unto us for every day. Let us now together pray. Faithful Lord, to you be the praise and glory and thanksgiving that we also now, in these hours, can still come before you, thanking you for everything what you have given unto us. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way. You have placed us upon this way. I thank you, faithful Lord, that you will accompany us on this way. That everything what is not coming from you, that we can put it aside. That we don't look to the left and right, but that we look forward unto the destination, unto you, Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, faithful Lord, also in this time, we have much food. Your true word is life unto us. Faithful Lord, I thank you, and I want to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I would like, before we get the word from Brother Frank, I would like to say one thing. It's written in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4, it says, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The Lord bless you. Amen. Also, I would like to greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of the Lord. What a wonderful word. Whether that of Peter or in Hebrews, just so mighty. The Word of God has become so precious to us. Shows us the way on which we shall walk. Shows us in advance what God determined and what he will do. But before we go deeper into our word observation, I would like to extend the many greetings. And here from Zurich, greeting all worldwide who are now joining us online and who believe that we are very close before the return of our Lord. We are grateful to the Lord that all the listeners, all can listen in all peoples and tongues. Brother Tati, who has visited us today, he could report that in the last 5 years, we had 812 equipments. We bought them and giving them to all the churches and brothers, making them available so that they can join worldwide via the internet, listening, experiencing with us. Just so mighty that the Lord God has taken care for everything. Also for all the languages God took care of, so that if we think back to the 80s, and I say it now, for the glory of the Lord, not for my sake, but what we heard last Wednesday and yesterday evening and this morning, these were just sermons from the Holy Scripture which apply to our time and the message which the Lord has entrusted to us. Then we have also the greetings from Brother Baumgartner, Brother Scherer, and also Brother Herbert Laumer is also sending greetings and is happy that a meeting can again take place in Switzerland as throughout all the years. Then we have greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. Just so mighty when we think about what God has done. Greetings from South Africa. Greetings from everywhere. And we also greet from Zurich and also from Krefeld. We greet all brothers and sisters in the Lord. Then I have here a very precious email I received from Brother Huszar from Austria, who has hit the nail with a hammer. And in just a few words, he said much. Yes, we remember the beginnings, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. And when I may just mention this now, in Zurich, we since exactly 50 years, on every last Sunday of a month, we had a meeting. 50 years have come and gone. There were years that we have. On Saturday we preached in Salzburg, and on Sunday we preached in Zurich. And the whole house of Brother Walter Müller and all in Austria, they always have been blessed, and in Switzerland in the same way, up to the days of our beloved Brother Urs Graf. God in all countries has taken care for brothers who have carried on the word. May the Lord bless all the house of Alexis Barrier. Everything depends on the blessing of God. One could continue from the past years to report you how God has opened the doors, and you all know Since the passing of Brother Branham, since December 65, of course, 55 years have passed, and we redeemed this time, and we may say it to the glory of the Lord. The precious and holy word was carried into all the world. My feet stepped upon 165 countries. Now we're looking after 174 countries. With the word of God. Just so wonderful. What was not possible 10 years ago is now possible. And all sermons which are listened to via the internet, they are broadcasted. They remain 1 month in our archive, and they can be downloaded worldwide, so that all who would like, they can continue to hear. Now, coming to that, what Brother Keller has read, just so mighty, that the apostles gave, they could testify of with their own eyes, they have seen it. With their own ears, they have heard it. Also the voice of God on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Hear ye Him. And then, this mighty statement that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Bible prophecy comes to fulfillment when the hour comes for it. And therefore, in this time, to all brothers, it must be called out to the interpretation, the explanations to their doctrines, who made interpretations, their doctrines, come back to the Word, come back to God, back to the beginning, back. If not, you will remain behind at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we said many times, the Lord will not take any confusion into heaven. And as Brother Keller was reading from Revelation 22, whoever adds something, to him God will add the plagues. And this says in itself, he will not participate in the rapture. He will have to go through the great tribulation period. The Holy Scripture has so many serious words which all should touch our hearts by accepting and receiving and respecting, obeying what God has said unto us. Then we're coming straight to the subject. Our Lord has, of course, promised, I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are also there where I am. And this is the promise which was given to the people of God, to the true sons and daughters of God, who are born again by the Word and Spirit, by the blood of the new covenant, they were purchased, reconciled with God, experiencing forgiveness and grace, and filled with the Holy Spirit, sealed unto the day of the bodily redemption. As Paul has written it in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. How important it is to not add anything to the Holy Word, taking nothing away from it. This we have said many times in our sermons. Today, just humbly, but with a thankful heart, I may say, that in the more than 8,000 sermons, there was never something said which I had to take back, which I had to correct. I really, by the commission of God, I only preached what is written in the Word of God. And to this belongs truly a divine call. This no man can give himself, no one can take it for himself, but God himself has taken the responsibility for them whom he called for the ministry. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, prophets and apostles repeated what the Lord has revealed to them. And here we can go to the first coming of Christ. John the Baptist, a man sent from God with the message of God for the hour, for the moment, for the time period in which they have arrived. And what was it? He prepared the way for the Lord. He could prepare a people for the Lord. And then, in closing, he could say, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, let me just read some scriptures, just briefly, pointing to it, referring to it. John 13, verse 20, very well known to all of us. John 13, verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. This word of our Lord is just so mighty. Whomever he sends has the commission of God and must carry it out precisely. And brothers and sisters, when I say this here today, very humbly I say it for the glory of the Lord, in all these many years, the Lord spoke to me 17 times. He addressed me with my servant, and he gave me instructions. To every time, I can say the place, the time, where and when it was. What was said? The Lord is faithful. And we are very grateful to the Lord. Yes, especially grateful for the last message with which Brother Branham was commissioned. And before we go here into details, today, just briefly, I would like to refer to the time in which we are now living. And one may really say, such a time period was never on earth. Everything comes just together. And if one thinks about it, that this Corona story has now reached 180 countries, the whole earth, east and west, south and north. Everything is included. No one has the solution. And one just has to say, it belongs to that what our Lord foretold for the end time. That not only earthquakes, famines will come, but pestilences here and there, there will be. And all that is happening now before our eyes. This we all witness. And our Lord said, when this all takes place, what he said in Matthew 24, in Mark 13, in Luke 21, he foretold it very clearly. When all this is coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we all know that we as believers will be raptured before the great tribulation, but through the time before the return of Jesus Christ, also we have to go through all these things. We have to go through because they are described that they take place before the return of Jesus Christ. What then is written in Revelation, in the sixth and seventh seal of the trumpet judgments, of the vials of wrath, and of the great tribulation which will come? This comes after the rapture. But that, what is written in Matthew 24, Mark 13, in Luke 21, this is happening in our time. And we may thank our Lord for it. God willing, I will write another circular letter with a title, The End of All Things. We will be surprised how often it speaks of the end of days, of the end of times, of the end time. It's written in the Bible. And we arrived in that period of time. And I say it once again, our Lord has emphasized it. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Let us thank the Lord God who has sent his prophet and servant in our time. And this we confess and we testify with all our hearts and with all our soul. As God had a Moses calling him, when the 430 years were over to fulfill the promise which the Lord gave to Abraham, and then had a Joshua who led the people of Israel into the land of promise, crossing the river Jordan. Brothers and sisters, also this we have said many times. If we would only know what God has done in the past, not knowing what he promised for this period of time and what he is doing right now, what then? Then we would have a general self-made faith, as millions on the earth have it. But true children of God believe God, believe the word of God, and also the promise of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore, also this 11th of June, 1933, at around 14 hours, there in the Ohio River, where hundreds, perhaps 2,000 or 3,000, have witnessed it, experiencing it, when the supernatural glory of God descended with a rushing which could be heard with these ears, coming down, stopping right above Brother Branham, and the words sounded forth, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ into all the world. And we may say, it has become divine reality. The messenger was called home, but the message was carried. Let us say it once again. God has given grace that in all languages worldwide, all can hear and all can know what is happening in our time. Then we read another word to that from the book of Acts, chapter 26. Acts chapter 26, and here we read verse 14 and 16, but mainly the text from 16. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. For this purpose I appeared unto you. The commission of Paul had a meaning, a significance in the plan of salvation. It was not only for the local church here or there, but for the overall church of the Lord. For this purpose I have appeared unto thee. Brothers and sisters, this is a divine commission. Let us read it once again. Let us take it to heart. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. The commission was one thing, and the instructions which he then received during the ministry of his ministry just belonged to it. Brothers and sisters, that's how it was with the ministry of Brother Branham. Not only the commission, but that what belonged to the ministry which belonged to the commission and which was then confirmed by God. And the plan of salvation of God was so proclaimed in this way. In the book of Acts 26, we read the verses 22, 23, Acts 26, verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great. Witnessing of what? Of that of which God had commissioned him. Brothers and sisters, let us say it briefly. Today, it is about that we, as the children of God, are acquainted with that what will happen before the rapture, which must happen before the rapture. Namely, that the New Testament church comes out from all Babylonian captivity, coming out from all confusion, coming out from all interpretations, from all directions, being called out, being separated, consecrated to the Lord, grounded scripturally. And to this it is necessary that we go back to the beginning, to the book of Acts, to see what happened at the beginning. All biblical doctrines were preached about Godhead, about water baptism, about Lord's Supper. Everything was preached in the early church. And when I now think about that sometimes at evening times, at 22 hours, I listen to the world news, and then listening to some other religious TV stations, also the Vatican station and so forth. Oh, what is being said there. Brothers and sisters, then new thankfulness comes up in us. Not to believe just something what people have formulated, but as our Lord has emphasized, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, this is the Lord who made this condition. Whoever believes in another way, over those, Paul said already in Galatians 1, verse 8, he spoke out the verdict. And he placed them upon the, he gave them over to the curse. Whoever preaches another gospel than that what was preached at the beginning, whoever baptized in a different way as Peter, Paul, and the apostles have baptized in the beginning, whoever baptized in a different way, where does he belong? Who was 2,000 years ago at the foundation? Who was baptized at the founding of the New Testament Church? Come there some cleric and put there some drops of water on the forehead? Came somebody with a turnaround collar? What happened? First the sermon and then faith. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to confirm the forgiveness of sins which happened through the blood of the Lamb. Only believers were baptized. Namely, not a single time in the formula which came up in the year 321, invented, not a single time in the Bible, not as was ever used the formula in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. No Peter, no James, no John, no Paul, nobody, nobody. 300 years have passed before that formula was introduced. Why do I say this? Because we are so close before the return of the Lord. And with God, there can be not made any compromise. The New Testament Church is washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth, and filled with the Holy Ghost and sealed. So, back to the beginning. The Holy Scripture does also not know of any doctrine of three divine persons. And if one then opens the catechism, there it's written, Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, Holy Ghost is eternal. Yeah, then one has to throw the catechism aside, saying, this is not correct. And that what is in the Bible, what is written there, this must be valid. Namely, that God is one from eternity to eternity. But that this one God, who is Spirit, and the whole universe, He fills and He's omnipresent. He revealed Himself right at the beginning as Lord. In the beginning was the Word, the speaking one. The invisible God became visible. This was not another person. This was the same God who was invisible. And He appeared in a visible shape of appearance. He came into the Garden of Eden and He created Adam in His image. In the same way, the Son of God is the visible appearance of the Father in the flesh. And we are so grateful to the Lord that God as Father has revealed himself. In his only begotten Son, he revealed himself on the earth. And in us, he revealed himself through the Holy Spirit. One God to carry out his own plan of salvation with us human beings to carry it out. Why do I mention these things? I have the impression that we not only have arrived in the end time, but at the end of the end time. And all know that nothing will be anymore as it used to be. In all areas, in the aircraft, tourism, in all levels, on all levels, areas, realms, nothing will be anymore as it used to be. And when I think about that, also in Krefeld, 45 years, 46 years, we could come together here. Sometimes it were more than 1,000 people who were assembled here at the first weekends. And now, we are waiting what will happen and how everything will be. But remember the precious song, "Even I don't know the way, you know it." This makes my heart so peaceful and silent. And in the second stanza, "Although I don't know the way, yet you know the time. Your plan is ready." God has a plan, and we are very close to the return of the Lord. And therefore, in all love, we have to proclaim the truth, but never making any compromise, but God's holy word, letting it be valid. And our Lord said at the time, "In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." Everywhere, all have their statements of faith, their creeds, putting them down. We believe. Yes, our statement of faith is in the Holy Scripture. And so, we are grateful. Let us say it in the summary. Our Lord calls his own out. And then comes the fulfillment. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And let me mention this also. It really touches me since a long time, when at that time our Lord was walking in Jerusalem and the Holy Scripture was fulfilled, and nevertheless the scribes, the Pharisees, the high priests didn't recognize that Bible prophecy upon which they waited 4,000 years was fulfilled amongst them. Just the contrary. They despised the Lord. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, whoever reads in Matthew the crucifixion of our Lord, how he was mocked at, with a crown of thorns putting it on his head. Oh, what they have done to him. And then the Scripture, John 1, "He came to his own, and his own received him not."
the Torah, Sabbath, everything wonderfully. But missing the time and hour of God's gracious visitation. Dear brothers and sisters, please read John 19, especially in the 40 verses. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if thou at your time, what was it? What good was it for them? 2,000 years of persecution, Shoah, everything. Brothers, sisters, how will it be with those who are bypassing that what God is doing right now? Let me say this now, in closing, for all those who perhaps are angry about it. But after the passing of Brother Branham, of course it had to happen what God has announced, namely that the message would be carried into all the world. Brother Branham, I've said it many times, he preached in exactly 12 countries of the earth. And everywhere he only preached evangelistic sermons, never doctrinally or prophetically, but evangelistic. Only after his passing, the true divine original message to which we have been brought back to by the ministry of Brother Branham could be preached. And today we may say the scripture is fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom of God was preached unto all nations for a witness. And all can make their decision. But this I wanted to say still, so that you know how serious I have to take the matter. When we, together with Brother Menard, were in Jordan, he knew a man there who had a travel agency, and he advised us, he recommended us to drive to Mount Nebo, there where Moses said goodbye, there where Moses was taken into glory. We took a taxi. We drove to that mountain. Before me, right before me, Jericho, down River Jordan, right straight, Jerusalem, left, Engedi. And I thought by myself, Joshua, the man of God, who spent a few years together with Moses. So God gave me 10 years in which I witnessed Brother Branham. I could have fellowship with him. I was with him, driving with him in the same car, sitting with him at the same table, being with him in the same meetings. I can of course testify of what my eyes have seen, what my ears have heard. Also in the meetings, when the supernatural gift was in operation, the blind received their sight. I witnessed all that. And then I seen how he was taken home. But now, the most important period of time has arrived in the history of mankind. And I say to all, I say it in love, whoever bypasses the divine commission for this period of time bypasses God, despises the Lord, despises what he is doing right now. And then one can just say, foolish, the wise virgins, they will take the oil into their vessels, filling up and filling up again. And they will be ready when the Lord comes. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Worldwide, worldwide, the Lord comes soon. The time is here. The time is near. To Him be the glory throughout all eternity. He completes His work of redemption in the church in this last period of time. God bless us all. Amen. Let us all over stand up and let us thank Him together. Heavenly Father, we thank You with all our hearts for Your grace and faithfulness. We thank You for that, what You did already for the salvation of our soul, for all the promises. And we thank You that You had men whom You could commission, who, as the carriers of Your holy word, walked this earth, and who could write it down under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In the same way, You have today human beings on the earth whom You have given the holy inspired word. You made it to them, the revealed, the living word to them. Beloved Lord, call the last ones out. May all follow You in obedience of faith, according to Your word. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He who doesn't believe shall be condemned. Dear Lord, You have prepared a way. You have determined us to walk on this way. Be merciful to us and bless all over the earth, in all peoples and tongues and nations. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is on heaven. On earth, in heaven. We say, Hallelujah. To You, the living, almighty God. And we cry out, come soon, Lord Jesus. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And he who hears it, let him say, come. May all be blessed who now believe God and who obey Him. To You, the only God, be the glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. It remains. It will surely come to pass. Remains as it is written in the word, leave the word as it is written. you shall see the word fulfilled at the right time. Faith is the victory. Heart, belief, you will not be defeated. Him whom you trust, he is the victor.
Fast.